I'm here with Michael Niehaus from Microsoft Corp. Mike, why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
I am Mike Niehaus. I'm a software developer on the Solution Accelerator team working on OS deployment tools for Windows and Office.
It's pretty interesting. So what are you working on currently? I understand there's a new version of MDT coming out this year?
Yeah, we've been working on a new version for, it's probably been about 6 to 9 months now, where we're creating a new version that'll work with System Center Configuration Manager 2012. And not surprisingly, it's called Microsoft Deployment Toolkit 2012 because it's expected to release at the same time as Configuration Manager.
And what's the key stuff in MDT 2012? Is it just Config Manager 2012 support?
It's kind of a combination of things. The main reason that it's come into existence is to support Config Manager 2012. So that's the biggest item, but at the same time we're adding other features for light touch deployments as well. So should be something in it for everyone who's using MDT currently.
Cool. And what's new in Config Manager 2012 for deployment? Is there anything? Is it pretty much the same?
There are some incremental changes. The biggest impact is just the changes that are in Config Manager 2012 overall. So changes in the application model and how you deploy software, changes in the way the hierarchy is structured. So all of those impact your OS deployment capabilities as well. But then they've also added some additional OS deployment capabilities on top of that, like the ability to service your existing images, to do offline servicing of those, being able to have media that isn't site-specific so that you don't need to generate different ISOs for each of your sites. So they are doing some smaller incremental enhancements to OSD, but the big focus is really on the hierarchy changes in the new application model.
So what's got you excited about Config Manager 2012? Is there stuff in there that's, you know, that you're looking at thinking this is really exciting for OSD or even more generally?
The biggest change really is going to be the app model and how you decide to deploy applications. So the whole idea is that you switch from kind of the machine-centric view of the world that you had before to using more of a user-driven software distribution. So you can specify who the primary owner of the machine is, the primary user, and then target all the software to that user. That way, when you're deploying a new operating system, you install the new OS. As soon as the person logs back on again, it knows who they are, it knows what software they need to get, and it just automatically reinstalls everything. So it takes some of the pain out of trying to figure out, well, what needs to be put back as part of this OS deployment. It's just designed to just work. So if you can make the switch over to the new application model and start using that user-driven installation, then your life should be a lot easier when it comes to OS deployment.
And what do you think our IT pros should be looking at in terms of switching over that application model? You know, what are the key things that they need to know about that?
Well, it's kind of a There are multiple steps to it. First, they need to be able to migrate all of their existing packages and programs from Config Manager 2007 over to 2012. So there are migration tools to help out with that, just to get them into Config Manager 2012 in the first place. But then they each need to be converted into new app model applications by specifying the dependencies that are required, by putting in the detection rules, by really just fleshing out the definition of those applications so that you know exactly what needs to be done, so the Config Manager knows how to figure out, is that package already installed? Does it need to be deployed? Details like that you would put in to really tell Config Manager more about the software that you're distributing. Once you've got it to that point and can start deploying it to collections of users, then it's fairly easy from that point on. So it's really that initial building of the metadata for the applications that's going to be the big challenge. Not really the big challenge, but there's a fair amount of work involved to do that for all your applications.
Cool. So this is your fourth trip to New Zealand for TechEd?
I believe so, yeah.
Excellent. So what's been the highlight this year?
Well, so far for me, I've been trying to get to sessions as I can. I've been to Configuration Manager 2012 sessions, Virtual Machine Manager 2012 sessions, really just looking at the whole System Center 2012 suite, which is all coming very soon seems like every System Center product's in beta right now. So trying to learn about what's new in System Center and get ready for the coming wave.
Awesome. Thanks very much for coming down.
Okay. Thank you.